Hello, my name is Miriam. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical
Hey, Miriam.
emergency, we need you to hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find the nearest testing site?
I'm not. I'm actually calling from we're a skin cancer lab in Birmingham, Alabama, and we're calling about getting vaccinated. We've got a couple of businesses that do kind of what we do, I guess you could say, around us, and they've scheduled it, and they said it was through you know, the health department. So we're just, I'm online. They gave me the website to look at. I guess I'm just an idiot. I'm looking online, and I don't see how we register for that.
To register for the vaccine?
Yeah, just we're a medical cancer lab, so trying to get employees vaccinated.
And you've been to the Alabama publichealth.gov website?
Yeah, I'm looking at it there now, and then I'm looking under COVID-19 vaccination provider support. Let's see here. Initial site enrollment. That's to be a provider.
I can check and see if we have that information. Just one moment for me.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Down the line, just one moment for me.
Thank you. All right, thank you for holding so patiently. And you say you just want to find the nearest site to get your workers tested, well, vaccine? I want to get my workplace, yeah, we're a medical skin cancer lab, and try to get them vaccinated, yeah.
So we don't have any information. The only thing I can find is the vaccinefinder.org, where you can find a site near you to be vaccinated. Yes, ma'am, it's vaccinefinder.org.
Okay.
And then once you click on it, it's going to ask for your zip code, and it's going to give you a search area like the mouse.
Got it. I'm trying to see.
Well, that's the only site I'm. Let me see. But I'm trying to see, is it for everyone or just general public, period?
I think it's like, from what we understand, since we're a medical provider, in a cancer lab, that, we would have access to it. Not priority necessarily, but however you want to say it. And so I'm just trying to figure out how to do that.
Well, it looks like that is just for the general public to locate vaccinations when they become available. So that wouldn't be good for you guys either.
Right.
Let's see. Let me try one more thing. Just one moment
Thank
for a
you. You're
moment.
so sweet.
You're welcome. Alrighty, so on the you've been on the Alabama Public Health .gov, I put up it has a link for Vaccine Finder. So you just go to alabamapublichealth.gov/immunization, and it's
Okay.
gonna pull up the COVID-19 vaccine provider support. It has a lot of tabs you can go through. I see one is the vaccine finder.
Okay.
Let me see. So it looks like this would be the one for the healthcare providers. That's the fact sheet for the vaccine, for safety. It looks like this will be the best one, but we don't have this. All the information looks like I'm finding. Let me see. Did you pull it up?
Oh, yeah, I'm on that website and I see COVID-19 vaccination provider support. Is that what
Yes,
you're talking about?
it has a lot of information, but the vaccine finder, that Looks like it just give you information about the finding, but that's the only thing I'm finding outside of that website for the vaccine finder.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't have when y'all. Think everything's just so hard, I tell you, you just can't. Nothing's easy, right? Well, you've been really sweet. I appreciate you trying to help.
You're welcome.
I'll keep looking. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.